An annual report by the statewide Suicide Prevention Council shows Alaska Natives continue to have a high suicide rate despite millions of dollars spent on the problem over the past decade. But the report also indicates a new willingness to discuss the once taboo subject, and that may be the beginning of finding solutions. Kate Burkhardt is the executive director of the council. She says improved communication is the foundation for developing more effective strategies to reach the goal of fewer suicides.
The big difference in the landscape now is that while there continues to be stigma and concern about talking about it, people seem to be showing a lot more courage and being open about the fact that, you know, this has happened in my family, this has happened in my community.
The council was established 10 years ago by the state legislature in response to a rash of suicides. Its duties include providing information about the suicide prevention system in Alaska and improving the overall health status of Alaskans by reducing suicide and the impact of suicide on individual families and communities. A suicide prevention summit held a year ago pointed to a disconnect between state, tribal, and community suicide prevention efforts. Although this year's report avoids drawing conclusions, Burkhardt says it is pointing to a future direction in which members of the public and prevention specialists will help implement a statewide plan.
How the council does that is through public awareness and public education by supporting and enhancing suicide prevention services and programs throughout the state with a variety of stakeholders and partners all over the state.
A new web portal, StopSuicideAlaska.org, could help connect stakeholders. Burkhardt says a shift in how mental health grants were awarded over the past decade had a direct effect on small community programs, which were squeezed out by larger health providers with greater staffing resources.
In the early part of the decade, small grants easily applied for were awarded to communities all over the state. And then in the middle part of the decade, there was a shift to a more professionalized prevention system utilizing the strategic prevention framework. And with that shift came a much more complicated grant process.
Smaller entities could not compete for grants in terms of management and reporting requirements, and funding went to more regionalized entities. Burkhardt is quick to note that the municipality of Anchorage actually received some of the lowest levels of funding during that time period, and that funding is not a question of urban over rural.
While the funding that's been available in the last couple of years has been substantially more than used to be available between 2000 and 2005, 2006, the number of grantees has actually dropped to about half.
The council's report is the most recent attempt to highlight suicide prevention in the state. A legislative report released this past November pointed to skyrocketing rates of suicide among Alaska Natives and attempted to find underlying causes. That same month in Anchorage, federal BIA representatives hosted a public discussion about suicide among Natives. Burkhardt says being willing to listen to a person in trouble and showing that each life is important is something that everyone can do to help with suicide prevention.